We're just doing what it takes to win, trying to be disciplined, trying to play to be the smarter team on the field, more physical team, and making the play when it counts to make sure we get the victory, knowing how to win.
What have you done? What have you done with your teammates in the secondary, on defense, just everyone in general? What have you given them to understand what it takes to take it to the next level?
Just experience. Talking about the things that can let you down, can get you beat, will make you lose the game, and communication is a big thing for our team, for our defense. So, making sure everybody is on the same page at all times, because we got the players and athletes to do what it takes to get the job done. So, and just making plays and showing everybody, to make a play and to be confident in making a play is important.
You've seen a lot of quarterbacks in your day. Tell me about Colin Kaepernick.
Man, explosive, young guy, a lot of talent, confident. So, we just got to bring our A game and, try to take his confidence away.
Hey, what have you shared with the team about your playoff experience? A lot of guys like Willie Moe said, hey, we ain't been here before. We got to look to Asante to help us out here.
Well, it's the playoffs, so it's another level. First of all, that's what everybody got to know. You got the preseason, regular season, the playoffs. So, the playoff time, you take your game to another level, and that's just where it's going to be with the fans, with the other team, the energy in the stadium. So you just got to, just step your A game up, and spend the extra time in the film room, on the field to get your job done.
Asante, would you say from a receiver corps standpoint, whether it be Vernon Davis, Crabtree, Randy Moss, would you say this is the most versatile receiver corps that you had the opportunity to go against in a very long time?
They're pretty versatile. I'm not into comparing, but like I say, they got really fast tight ends, really good explosive receivers, explosive quarterbacks. So, it'd be a good challenge for us, So we're just going out there to earn our respect.
How are you able to stay so consistent with all of this swirling around the team, man?
It's confidence, I'm a confident guy, so when I step on the field, as soon as I hit that green grass, I can't be defeated, so that's how I feel. So that's how I stay loose and not worry about nothing, no panic, we're going to do this.
And a lot of the players are feeding off that, do you get that sense?
Yeah, for sure. Everybody walk around with their confidence and their swag, so that's what we do.
You've been in New England, you've been in Philadelphia where they booed Santa Claus, about ready to burn Santa Claus up for that matter.
Yeah.
Where here in this town, you have some naysayers. I can honestly say I've been a guy that's been questioning. Mm. What do you have to say now that you have a chance to play for the big game?
Keep questioning. We love to go out there and play with a chip on our shoulder. Don't give us the respect until it's said and done. We're going to earn it. We got a hard hat on, so that's what we plan on doing.
How did the crowd do last week, and what do they
need to do this week for you guys? It's coming out. Be loud as possible, red and black, and be that 12th man, and make a lot of noise. That's all we need. Last question.
What's the defensive mentality going into this game?
Hit him in the mouth and hit him hard, baby. Goodbye.